Gas prices fell 10% in June. They are still up 27% from last year. The June inflation report showed the largest one-month decline in consumer prices since April 2020. Almost all of it was energy. Here is why a big monthly drop and a big yearly increase are both true at the same time. The simple version. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, reported that consumer prices fell 0.4% in June, seasonally adjusted. That is the largest one-month decline since April 2020. Almost all of it came from energy, which fell 5.7% in the month, with gasoline down 9.7%. Here is the part the headline leaves out. Gasoline is still 26.7% more expensive than it was a year ago, so your 2026 fuel bill is well above your 2025 fuel bill even after a month of relief at the pump. Both numbers are real, and the gap between them is the story. The numbers. All item CPI fell 0.4% in June, seasonally adjusted, after rising 0.5% in May. BLS. Consumer Price Index News Release, June 2026, Ustl 26 to 1191. Over the last 12 months, all items rose 3.5% before seasonal adjustment, down from 4.2% in May. BLS. Core CPI, which excludes food and energy, was unchanged in June and is up 2.6% over the year. BLS. The energy index fell 5.7% in June, its largest monthly decline since April 2020, and is up 15.7% over the year. BLS. Gasoline fell 9.7% in June and is up 26.7% over the year. BLS. Electricity fell 1.0% in June and is up 4.0% over the year. BLS. Shelter rose 0.1% in June, the smallest one-month change in that index since January 2021. BLS. The U.S. average retail gasoline price for the week ending July 13, 2026 was $3.987 per gallon, against $3.227 for the week ending July 14, 2025. U.S. Energy Information Administration, weekly retail gasoline and diesel prices, all grades, all formulations. Why a 0.4% drop and a 3.5% increase are both correct. CPI is published two ways and they answer different questions. The monthly number is seasonally adjusted, which means BLS strips out the price swings that happen every year on schedule, so a normal summer gasoline pattern does not get read as news. It answers one thing: compared to last month, adjusted for the calendar, did prices move? The annual number is not seasonally adjusted. It compares this June to last June, and over a full year the seasonal pattern cancels itself out, so no adjustment is needed. It answers a different thing. Compared to a year ago, what does the same basket cost? A single month can fall hard while the year still shows a large increase, because the year is carrying the increases from the months before it. June gave back some of the energy run-up, not all of it. Your annual fuel spending reflects the whole year, not the last 4 weeks, which is why the pump can feel cheaper while your budget feels worse. One more distinction is worth holding. Core CPI was flat in June and is up 2.6% over the year, well below the 3.5% headline. Core is not the real inflation number and headline is not the fake one. Core exists because food and energy swing hard on supply events, so it reads the underlying trend more cleanly, while headline is what you actually pay. The real cost lends on 480 gallons a year. Assume a household drives 12,000 miles a year in a car that gets 25 miles per gallon. That is 480 gallons. Every assumption here is stated so you can plug in your own. 480 gallons at last year's price of $3.227 per gallon. $1,548.96 for the year. 480 gallons at this year's price of $3.987 per gallon. $1,913.76 for the year. The difference, $364.80 per year, or $30.40 per month. That annual difference invested instead at a 7% real return for 30 years grows to roughly 94 times the annual amount. So $364.80 a year becomes about $34,000 assumption. 7% real return, end-of-year contributions, no taxes or fees. What that number represents is not a lecture about driving less. It is the size of the thing. A fuel increase most people describe as annoying is, over a working life, comparable to a used car, and that is what a year like this one does when it lands on a bill you cannot skip. A 10% drop in 1 month and a 27% increase in 1 year are not a contradiction. The month is the news. The year is the bill. What this means? The Federal Reserve's June projections put the median 2026 PCE inflation forecast at 3.6%. One soft CPI print does not settle that. The Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, meets again on July 28 and 29. For a household, the practical takeaway is narrower. Energy is the most volatile line in the index and the one most exposed to events outside the economy. When a monthly inflation number moves this much, the first question worth asking is always the same. Was it energy? In June, it was. What this is not. This is not a prediction of where gasoline prices, inflation, or interest rates go next. This is not advice on whether to buy a car, change vehicles, or adjust your commute. This is not a buy or sell signal on any security fund, commodity, or asset. This is not a claim that the inflation surge is over, and it is not a claim that it will continue. The 7% real return used in the real cost math is a long-run historical assumption, not a forecast. Sources: U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Consumer Price Index, June 2026, Ustl 26-1191, released July 14, 2026. https://www.bls.gov/newsrelease/cpinr0.htm. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, CPI Home. https://www.bls.gov/cpi/. U.S. Energy Information Administration, Weekly U.S. All grades, all formulations, retail gasoline prices. https://www.iagov/dnav/pet/hist/leafhandlerasks. N equals PET and S equals M EPM 0T NUS DPG and F equals W. Federal Reserve, FOMC Statement, June 17, 2026. https://www.federalreserve.gov/news/events/press-releases/monetary-20,260,617 AHTM. Federal Reserve, Summary of Economic Projections, June 17, 2026. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetary-policy/files/funkbridge-table-20,260,617 PDF. Federal Reserve, Chairman Warsh Press Conference Transcript, June 17, 2026. https://www.federalreserve.gov/mediacenter/files/FOMC-pressconf/20,260,617 PDF.